This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We're following reports today from Iran, where an earthquake has reportedly killed more than 20,000 people and injured tens of thousands more. The quake destroyed much of the ancient city of Bam and also surrounding villages about 600 miles southeast of Tehran. Rescue workers from the region and Europe are on the scene, some reportedly pulling bodies out of the rubble with their bare hands. Much of their work and coverage of the story is being coordinated from Tehran. We turn now to Farhad Pouladi, a correspondent for Agence France-Presse in Tehran. Mr. Pouladi, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And what can you tell us about the level of damage that's been observed in Bam and surrounding areas?
Well, as you said, Bam was an ancient city. According to the preliminary estimate, something between 70 to 80% of the city has been leveled. The death toll was raised to something like 25,000 people dead and 50,000 injured. Mm-hmm. But something like 2 hours ago, they said none of these figures are valid and they cannot substantiate any of them because they are at the peak of their inspection, getting people out of the debris. Mm-hmm.
What provision is being made for those who have been injured and wounded? There's an awful lot of people to get to medical facilities that are probably destroyed themselves, too.
Yes, there were two hospitals in the city of Bam, both of them leveled. Injured people are taken by helicopters and by military aircraft to the nearby provinces. The hospitals are full. On the list, the Iranian people are donating so much blood, and there are a lot of volunteer workers there trying to get people out of the debris. Also, there are foreign aid. Up till now, Swiss, Germany, Turkey, Britain, Russia, Czech Republic, and Italy have dispatched their rescue teams there, equipped with ultrasound devices in order to detect people out of the debris, and also sniffer dogs.
Mm-hmm. Iranian President Khatami is making an appeal to the international community for assistance, and we gather that he's offered to suspend the usual visa requirements. Is this unprecedented?
Well, given the degree and the magnitude of the devastation, this was, yes, unprecedented. But the foreign aid workers have to come through with a flight directly from their point of origin, and then their visa gets issued in Kerman or even in Tehran Airport.
Mm-hmm. We gather, Mr. Pouladi, that 3 days of mourning have been declared throughout the country.
Yes. And people are, much of the Iranian people, as I see on the TV and see in the streets, are going to the centers allocated by the government, and they go and give their donations, whether it's canned food, blanket, other material that is needed for the victims of this earthquake. I mean, people are just, so many people are going there. I mean, the aid workers cannot cope with the magnitude of people coming and donating stuff.
Farhad Pouladi, correspondent for Agence France-Presse, speaking from Tehran. Thanks very much.
Thank you.